I'm Tom Ackerman, back on KMOX. Cardinals President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak is with me, and I always enjoy visiting with you down here at spring training about this very topic because we do a very special event. It's at Algonquin this year on Monday, May 21st. Algonquin Golf Course will host the 20th anniversary of the American Parkinson's Disease Association Golf Tournament, and we remember so many things about it. First and foremost, this is an event that is very meaningful to all of us for many reasons. Parkinson's disease affects one in every 100 people over the age of 60 living in the United States, Mo.
Well, it is a disease that has a very negative effect, especially on older people. And, you know, for me, it's been something that I've been involved in because of my father-in-law who passed away because of Parkinson's. And my other connection to this is obviously Jack Buck. And, you know, you mentioned this tournament's been going on for 20 years. And most recently, we renamed it the Jack Buck Memorial Tournament in honor of Jack. And, you know, when you think about what he meant to the Cardinals and what he meant to me personally, I feel very fortunate that our lives were able to cross and he had such a positive impact on me. So between Jack and my father-in-law, this is an event that means so much to me on a personal level, but also however we can help people that are dealing with this is something that we welcome, and we certainly appreciate all the support over the years for this tournament.
I came into the Cardinals and Cardinals Radio a little bit after you, 1997, and I had a chance to be around Mr. Buck. It was like a continuing education after college, just incredible what he was able to do from a human standpoint, just to guide along a kid out of college.
Well, it's interesting, Tom, because you know anybody that's ever had any interaction with Jack will always sort of come back to sort of the same positive theme or words. And he was always somebody that looked out for the little guy. I think he always wanted to help people that were getting into the business and show them the way it was done and also just enhance their experience as they were growing into the business. And, you know, I think back to my time with Mr. Buck, and, you know, I just feel grateful that we had that time together. But more importantly, I think he also helped me understand that there's more to what we do than just baseball. And, you know, he was someone that always gave his time, always was available for those fundraisers or chicken dinners. And I learned a lot from that. And I'm certainly, I hope that the impact that guys like you and I can do now in St. Louis will be equally as positive of what Jack did.
And so what we'll do on May 21st is what we've done for the past few years together, which is host this golf tournament, and it'll be a full field, so you're going to want to make sure that you get your order in to the APDA Jack Buck Golf Classic. But it is an event that you'll see golf at Algonquin, a great golf course, and then afterwards, a Q&A. So, and you've always been great at this. You're very open. We keep it within the room. You know, everyone puts their phone away, right? And we just have a good time and talk about the club.
You know, it's always a fun night because obviously it's great to go play golf and get people out there. But I do think that the dinner itself has a special element to it because there is that sort of candidness and the opportunity for fans to ask questions for a little bit more behind the scenes look than maybe they would normally get at a more traditional speaking event. So it's fun. I think people always enjoy their experience at Algonquin, and certainly hope we can sell this out this year.
What are sort of things come to mind when you think about the organization itself and the people that are involved and all the time that they put into this? So this is one of many fundraisers for them. It's a big one and their biggest, but they do a lot year-round.
Well, Debbie Geyer, who oversees this, is someone that obviously there's that personal connection to it. She's deeply involved. But when I think back to the importance of this, there's two components going on. There's a research component where, you know, you're trying to help raise money to find a cure. And there's also the raising money to help people that need it. And as I said earlier, it typically affects more of the elderly generation of people. And at times, it's always hard to get out there and raise money for this. And so getting people to support it typically is when people have a connection to it. But you want it to be expanded on that. You want to bring awareness to it because it is something that when someone is inflicted with this, their ride can be very difficult. And any way you can help, any way we can help is something that we try to do.
One last thing, just to the people that come to this have great baseball questions, but they're also very generous people. I'm always blown away by the auction portion where people raise their hands and make sure that they get involved. And there's something about St. Louis. You know, you've lived and you're from Colorado. You've been all over the country and talked to people. But St. Louis is just a very giving community. There's something very special about our city.
You know, we're lucky. To your point, it is a very philanthropic city. People care, they're engaged, they're involved, and you know, I'm fortunate to be a part of a few different groups that try to raise money, and I think for the right causes, and I hope people come out and support this, because Parkinson's is something that isn't going away. To your point, it seems like it's growing, and if you can sort of slow this down or find a way to help, then it really will be a win-win.
There is no definitive test to diagnose Parkinson's. People can wait years and visit multiple doctors before receiving the correct diagnosis, but the APDA raises money for awareness and research and helping those who are dealing with Parkinson's disease and the families. It really is a great organization. An American is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease every 9 minutes, and it certainly is prominent here in St. Louis as it is elsewhere. We encourage you to get involved with the APDA. Their 20th anniversary of the Jack Buck Golf Classic at Algonquin is Monday, May 21st. Call the chapter office. Here's the phone number, 636-778-3377, to request an invitation or reserve a spot. Again, it's 636-778-3377 to reserve a spot. You have some time here, but there's not much, because this always sells out. It'll sell out very quickly. There are also dinner-only tickets available. So if you don't want to play golf and you want to hear us talk about the Cardinals, you certainly can do that. He's the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. I'm Tom Ackerman. I look forward to seeing you at Algonquin.
Thank you, Tom, and appreciate your support on this.